The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Just this past Monday, we heard of Christ calling his apostles from their work and them accepting that same call. And today already, he has entered even more fully into their lives, into their very homes, taking interest not just in the apostles, but also taking interest in their families. Peter's mother-in-law was gravely ill, likely malaria, an often fatal disease at the time. And yet, he approaches her, takes her by her hand, and lifts her to her feet, curing her of her sickness. This was undoubtedly a great gift, to be cured of a life-threatening ailment. And what does she do? She immediately gets up and goes about waiting on them. I can only imagine this decision on the part of the mother-in-law to be one thing: gratitude. An act of service as thanksgiving. This is a very natural thing to do. We often receive gifts from friends and family, and our immediate reaction is to give thanks, often by trying to repay the favor. And while she had nothing she could give to Christ to repay him for such a gift, this little act of service suffices. My brothers and sisters, today, Christ is lifting us from where we lay stricken with our own spiritual ailments. What will we offer in return for his great gift to us?